We've been sitting here for almost an hour and a half, so might be good to have a period of walking meditation and again to take the opportunity to find a quiet space that's nice and flat, 10 paces, 20 paces. It depends on if you walk slower. And doesn't have to be so long. If you walk a bit faster, a bit longer is good. At the monastery, every dwelling place in the at Abhayagiri and most forest monasteries will have a walking meditation path at the dwelling place, and so it's a sort of a natural rhythm of life. And so walking meditation, sitting meditation. So taking that opportunity to walking, paying attention to the, again, connecting with the body, the physical rhythm of the walking, lifting the foot, moving it, setting it down, connecting with that contact, this touch. It's a concrete anchor for awareness and attention. Just that sense of touch as we're touching the ground. It's also helpful. I always found walking meditation really helpful because by paying attention to the sensation of the feet touching the ground, I'm about as far away from my head as possible. That's just it's a real relief. Getting it in and developing that continuity of awareness and attention. Inevitably, there's thoughts come up in the mind, and just to recognize and note them again. You don't need to get in there and fight with them. You don't get in the cage with the tiger, but you say, "That's okay. There's another thought. There's that pattern of thinking and going again. Okay, back to the feet. Just noting it, recognizing it." But not getting caught, not getting hooked. Okay, so we can have a half hour period of walking.